Siman Yud Beis, we did this nice long sif, and we pretended like we finished it. But let's see, the Mishnah Berurah is on it. It's a cotton olive. Okay, so the case was if the chutei kanaf were cut off, and there was enough for aniva in the keren nivus kol chutei. Each one was able to make a bow, shakur and shleif, which is a bow. Now, the way Mishmur seems to read it, seems like you're going to make it together. You're going to tie them all together. Which the Bir Halacha deals with, you have to each one by themselves, or you can do them all together. So let's say for argument's sake, according to Mechaber, you could have all of the strings tear, but only three of them tore, four of them tore. So if those four, you can take them and make a loop together amongst them, even though you're not going to use the other ones, that's fine. You don't need that they should be those other ones, which are shalim, have to be part of this potential loop, bow better. That's kosher. Now, this halach of kosher only is once they're in the beged, they're allowed to stay there and be kosher. However, vim hitters at sitzis. If you took them out, also litnam talasakir, you cannot put them into a different garment. The habit of the chatchila, that's called now making them in a baggit. And they're only kosher b'diyah, but not the chatchila. But filo nefsik rak chut echad v'ein b'arka yud beis golden. This halacha is even if one of them is not 12 gedolim long, the chatchila, you can't do it. So b'diyah, but it's kosher. The chatchila, you can't. So you can't put it in a new baggit. Once it's too short. Okay. So even if one of them is not enough to be able to make it a niva, shenifsa kulo, all of it was torn off. So it's possible. So what's all of it? So the Mishnah Berurah Gimel. Ratzulam Rishav Shnei Roshav Loi Nishtayer Kedei Aniva. So on both ends, because the string has two sides to it, if both ends are not kedei aniva, so then it's possible. After shar chutim hoyushleim, you know the other three are shalim. Vim nishtayer b'shneim kedei aniva ayirei tzeruf. So if we say for argument's sake kedei aniva is 2 inches, so. We're able to isolate that this thread is the same thread going through both sides. So we know what it is. It tore off on this side, tore off on that side. Right? Tore left, there's an inch left on one side, an inch left on the other side. Together, there's 2 inches. So it's a total of kedei aniva. But each one by itself is not kedei aniva. Ishahat, the stopping in mahani, that's questionable if it works. The Marsha Desha brings it, the Chazanish says that he feels very strong that it's not going to work. It's not even a Sophic. Mashmal Yerabba became a Derech HaChaim, the Yesha Hachmar Dover, you should be Machmar. Now, Vafilim Yesh Sophic, so that was the case I gave you when we know for sure that this is the same one. Let's say it's a Sophic. If Imishnei Roshim Heim Mishnei Chutim Or Mehechot, you're not sure if it's from two different strings, and then it's fine because it was 2 different strings. So it means this one, which cut off over here, its other side is full, and this one, its other side is full. So then those are both kosher. So if it's 2 different strings, we're good. If it's one, we don't know. So lachara, if so, yesh kan seik sveika. Number one, shema hei mishnei chutim. Maybe it's 2 different chutim. Therefore, there's no problem at all, and. And even if they're from the same string, maybe the 2 sides of it starve together. So even in that scenario, Supreme Godim says, you know, since they're easy to get, like why should you be lenient if you can really not get involved in the suffix b'chlal. Rashi says chayim et mekel b'kir and zeh holds you can be mekel with the base tzvek zeh k'manir adim yesh pechem e rosh and kelan of chut echor bar yesh l'ho lisma cholav. So to take these threads which have been shortened to make a bow around itself, around one string, is less than necessary than if there are multiple strings, which you have to make a bow around all of them. So he said before it has to be large enough to be able to go around all of them. He says, but over here in a case where you could argue it was enough kelan of chut echod, which that might be sufficient. We should look at each string by itself and say that's enough. So now we have the Mishabura's mind. We have three possibilities. Could be there are two different chutim. Each one has on the other side has a shear. That's number one. Even if they're the same chutz, maybe the two sides are mitzarif. And even if they're not mitzarif, this one over here has enough that it can wrap around itself at least and make a bow around itself, even though it's not enough to go around all the other ones. So you have three tzadim, l'kula, in that situation, you can be semech in that situation. You can shema the kula. Fine. The talks about the shear. Doesn't give us an exact number, but he says the shear. But he seems to say the shear is about two gedolim. Okay. Fine. So if it's nifsa kuloi, the loch is possible. So I only come on with Sif Gimel. So Sif Gimel, we'll see that there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Ri. Someone said yesterday Rashi, but I was mixing up. Let's look to Rashi and the Ri. You need Kedei Aniva. Where do you need Kedei Aniva? So we've been picturing Kedei Aniva always over here is in the free in the Psil. That in the Psil you need Kedei Aniva still. Rashi is going to say actually that's enough to have Kedei Aniva in the Gedil. As long as after the first knot, there's Kedei Aniva. So even though right now that's, you know, Imamish tore off like after the second knot or after the third knot. So it's we could hear that there's no Kedei Aniva at all in the Psil. Rashi holds his kosher anyway. And the real is it has to have the only kosher has Kedei Aniva in the Psil, the free hanging part. So Mishabura here tells you that's machlokas at Aram. What's defined as Kedei Aniva? Kol yama im nifsa chut echad mi ikoroi the hanu makam chibura bakonov is the puzzle. That's no shaila if it would tear in the area where it goes to the hole. From there, that loop from the first knot through the hole, it's anywhere in that area, there's no shaila. That's going to be possible because of a taz. Okay, Roy the Chol Yerush Shemayim Shiayin Mishas Bedika Gam Atchilas Mitzvah Shel Tzitzis. That I'm welcome Shachur Makonov Imei Shom Kera. So we discussed before the idea of checking the tzitzis every morning. Comes a taz and says that not only do you check the tzitzis, make sure that you have all eight left hanging, but you should make sure that where the area where they go through the hole, you have all eight left. None of them, not, there are eight, four, whatever it is.
Four.
So there's going to be four on one side and four on the other, you know. Whatever.
Until the first knot.
Well, it's four on one side and four on the other. You know, you're looking at it.
I'm looking at it till the first knot.
Right, same, but the first
knot, it's a loop.
It's a loop, right.
And the loop has four.
Correct. Is that what you were noyig? No. Each one is doubled over. Shnei Roshim. When you start with Shemecha Mehen Kedei Aniva, Avim Echem and Yesh Mehen Kedei Aniva is kosher. So if one of the two sides is look at the fact that the other side is not, doesn't bother us. So because so, but if two tore off to the point where there's not an even on either side, so maybe those two are the same one, and this means this one doesn't have an even. Even though two are on the same side, but you don't know if originally those are that isn't one thread, which as it's wrapping around, then they're both coming out on one side. So they bring over here the Mesudisha with a question, why don't you go to Rav? There are four strings, and now there's eight hanging free, right? And this tore off, and we're wondering if that other one, the other side, is the other side of this, or it's one of the other ones. So it's a 3-to-1 chance that it's from one of the other ones. It's only one out of four chance that it's the same one. So one of the Rav says. See, being from Riyasha said, I mean, you would open up, you see which one it is. So it's after the word of the Fanina, you're able to mavar which one it is. That's not called a suffix that you can use right to Pascha. Where you draw that line, what's called it's after the var that you don't use Rav. The logic behind what he's saying, I'm assuming, it doesn't quote too much, just quotes over here like a one line. Because it's possibly matter that it's the var and hochum zach al Rav. We mentioned before there's a taz says by chazaka, you don't, if it's after the var, you don't use Rav. You don't use chazaka. Right? To Mimavar, you don't rely on Chazaka. So, what about Beirav? So, the logic of the Taz is that Rav, Chazaka, all these things were halachas that the Torah said, how to deal with the case of Suffolk. If you know what the answer is, then they call a Suffolk. The Torah says, well, you're too lazy to find out what the answer is. So, is that called the halachic Suffolk that you have a right to use Rav or Chazaka? So that's what the Taz is saying. It's actually the Rubik Kal. That is his tonight. If it's actually the Rubik Kal, it's able to mabar with minimal effort. So that's not called that it has a halachic din of a suffix. You don't know. If it doesn't have a halachic din of a suffix, then the chazaka will kick in. So you have to remember. That's why we check our sisters in the morning. I have a chesed kashas. They were sholem yesterday, so I have to check again. Right, she said, but since it's after the Rubik out, like, what's the rest of my season? Oh, yeah, there's eight. Yesterday was 8, today there's 8. I, you know, look at it and figure it out. Well, why'd I have to look? So, since it's after the Rubik out, so he's saying that this car that did a Roy would have the same swara that Roy was a halacha in the Torah, which was said how to deal with the suffix. If it doesn't have a halacha with a suffix, so then there's no din of Roy.
The tzitzis aren't all in one place, aren't they? Right, they're hanging, so would that be considered a kavua? So it'd be kamatsama. Like we don't know where the meat came from.
That's an interesting question.
In one place.
But
I'm sure your answer is better. Figured might as well try another answer because I didn't think of yours.
There's a Tosis which says
I don't know if that's considered kavua, but I look like it. I don't know why it's not. It's all
Tosis says it has to be nikur and choshuv b'mkoma. Tosis in Tzvot. So, in most cases of kavua, there was the case of the kavua was the Chanus that it came from, the store that it came from is Kavua. So each Chanus is very, very clearly distinct. And Nikar Bim Karma. If the whole situation is in a situation of Taruvis, so that even, or it's just not clear what, they're not distinct, so that's a Chastoran of Kol, in Kol Kavua.
Oh, okay.
It had din the Raisa, din the Rabbanan. That's debatable. I just happened to see this today. There's a Sefer Suga B'Shoshanim, which is a vestus of Noshim. So one of the, I call common as a strong word for it, but you know, one of these things which does come up is a woman didn't keep track of her calendar properly, and she's not sure exactly which day is her vest. So he appreciated. So he wanted to know, you know, if she's masupik over a period of days, it's one of these 4 days. So when you say there's a din of roiv, any one of the days, you say, well, there's 3 days it's one of the yes and three not. Uh-huh. So let's use roiv in any one of the days. He says, "See, shelso to magen avram, famous magen avram, and Simon Shindal and Mem. They deals with the more halacha person's lost in the midbar." That so he's mechiyev because of the suffix to keep all the lochos. He doesn't know what day of Shabbos. He's mechiyev the suffix to keep all the lochos of Shabbos, except what's necessary for sukkahs of oshes and for getting out of the midbar because that's also sukkahs of oshes. So Magaram says, well, why don't you give us a roif? Uh-huh. Any given day, the roif tells me that it's not Shabbos. So he answers, it's called kavua kamechsa mesedam. The days haven't done a kavua. It's called kavua kamechsa mesedam. So he gets involved. In what's the definition? It has to be nicker. The case where it's not nicker, he doesn't know which day it is, which Shabbos. So that's the question that he deals with. So it's Machloikis, Kavis Das says that it has to be nicker to him to have a din of Kol Kavua Daraisa. So he means the Rabbanon. And there's others who learn that it's nicker to, the Rabbanon holds as long as it's nicker to somebody in the world, that's called a Kavua. Even to you, it's not nicker. I just saw that today. So he wants to show the two to the Shaila of a Suffolk and the Vestas. They say, if she shares something 2 days, there's no right. So it'd be more chomer and halacha of Suffolk in 2 days. If she's a total shlamal, she's Suffolk in 4 days. So then you have a right. If she says Suffolk in 2 days, then already you have no right. You know, that's what he's clearing. I said, wow, it's an interesting thought process.
That's
okay. So if you're careful when you make it to put all four on one side, keep the four from one side on one side, the four on the other side of the other side, as you go through making the tzitzis. So if that's the situation, so then if two tore off on the same side, you know it's not the same chut. Uh-huh. Then you're good. Now, according to the first sheet over here of the Rush, he says if two got cut off, you're good. If four got cut off, you're also good. Because you only have none of them which are shleimim. All of them have kedayah nivah because the other side is still there. So even if all four on one side get torn off, if you're careful when you make them, always keep these four and these four distinct. If all four on this side get cut off, there's still kedayah nivah on the other side.
Okay, let's make a simple case. Let's say you tied it yourself and you kept them separate. So
right.
you had only two. I don't want to get into the Rabbeinu Tam question. And there were two torn off on the same side, right?
Right.
And you're walking around like that. The other guy, why are we concerned about the other guy who's going to see you doing this? And he's going to assume, oh, Rabbi Reingold, I saw him wearing tzitzis with two torn. You tied it, so you know you're okay, but how does he know that you did it that way? How do you know? How does he know that you didn't buy it in the sperm store? And you have no clue. Like the Maris Ayan sort of situation. We're so concerned about so many different things, what other people are going to do. Why aren't we worried about this, though? People are going to see it. It's especially if you're wearing your tzitzis out, and everyone sees it. So they say, oh, two is okay. I saw it. He was wearing two, so it must be all right. Why aren't we concerned about that?
I don't know.
Do they wear their tzitzis out? Okay.
Right. Chavos Chaim advocates that they should. It sounded like from the, his lashon that they weren't doing it so often, and that's why he was advocating it. So that's why I asked my brother-in-law's father-in-law, Lord Mer Chavos Chaim. So we asked him, did they wear the bracha where the sitters out in Radin Shiva? He said no. So the poor Chavos Chaim couldn't even mashpia in his own bracha, you know, his own yeshiva, to get them to wear sitters out. In Europe, they didn't wear sitters out. It was much less common. But Chassidim, maybe they wore it, but in general, they didn't. It was not.
So then people didn't see it.
It wasn't. If you wore your sitters out,
Phil, the question is:
if you wore your sitters out, you were inviting the goy to come along and rip them off and pass your
question is by a talis gadol.
Right.
Talis gadol. The tzitzis are out there, and people see you in davening, and they see two tzitzis are torn, and they assume that two tzitzis are okay.
If they see Rabbi Reingold's talis, they know Rabbi
Reingold. I didn't mean to pick on you. I mean anybody.
Obviously, Rabbi Reingold that made his own tzitzis. Obviously, Rabbi Reingold has, you know.
They don't know. They didn't come to the shir, so they don't know anything. All they know is that two tzitzis are. I'm serious. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know why you're not worried about. In this scenario, so according to the way we're learning in the Rush, so as long as you can have, as long as you stand evil, you're good. So if all four got cut off, even by the knot, but so I'll make it even more exciting. So all four on one side got ripped off all the way by the knots. On the other side, all four got ripped off. There's the leftover shir kadei aniva. It's also kosher, according to this. The only case which is possible, if one string and neither side has kadei aniva. There's more than going to be on the other side. Lavdaf, you don't need that. It's clear he was good enough also. Shale, good. No question. Chud did the shenipsuku because of ksharim. They were nifsak, and you knotted them. You tied the two parts together. So imo mashen asr shleim ma'yirek shira. Can the fix of tying the two ends together and knotting it together, does it make it into one thread now, one string now, and now I have a kosher string? So Masir Kharim did a hockey, that's the question. And they say like this. Imitkila Kharim Shah Sitzis Mechutin, Nipsiko Khutin. If before you made the sitzes, they tore Ukshar and Makesha Kayama, and you knotted the two sides together with a kesher which you're planning to leave there. Then you made tzitzis out of it kosher. The kshira, that's how you planned to use these strings. That's fine. In a case where they were done b'kashrus, one side tore off after you put it in. If you learn star kdei aniva, even though there's not kshira kdei aniva. Mahani the kosher out there, you'll tie it and it'll be like it's still there. Even though later on the other side tears off, because that's the saving grace. No. This side is sholem. I tied it back together again. Here it says it's kosher. Because when you tied it, you weren't changing it from pasul to kosher by tying it. If they became puzzle already, two sides got tore off. But there wasn't a share of kli aniv at the end. Or tore by the nekev. Then you cannot take it from being puzzle to being kosher. It's already puzzle, and you're just trying to make it now in that state of psul. You can't do that. It was too short. You realize it's too short after you started making it. So you know, I'll add on some more. I'm sorry, when you made the tzitzis, it wasn't long enough. Let's hold it here.